Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Rob Ninkovich is about to enter his fifth season with the New England Patriots. And this week in Foxborough, he's here for the start of the Patriots' offseason conditioning program. When we caught up with him here at Gillette Stadium on Thursday, he talked about where the team is at this offseason and some stability on defense, and he also gave his reaction to the Boston Marathon bombings.
Hello, everyone.
How's this first week of offseason conditioning program?
Oh, it feels great. You know, getting everybody back, running around a little bit, just trying to get yourself back in shape.
What was the offseason like for you?
It was good. You know, take some time away. Go be with family, and it was, you know, good, obviously, to have a little break, but now we're back, you know, trying to get better for this coming season.
What happened to the beard? So you got the beard
trimmed out. You know, the weather gets a little warm. You know, I really don't want to be that guy out there, you know, with sweat and nastiness in his beard. So I'll grow it back out when it gets a little cooler, and, you know, we start back into the season.
Good call.
Defensively, you know, it's not like this offseason has had tons of changes for you guys. Do you feel like carrying over from last year to this coming year, there's a lot of continuity, some stability, and definitely some building blocks in place for the defense?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the guys that were out there getting some game time experience are obviously going to be, you know, off to a, you know, better start this year with having that game time experience. You know, a lot of guys are together that were here last year, so obviously that, again, is going to help. And it really just comes down to, you know, being on the field and playing with the same group of guys and, you know, having a good experience together with communication and, you know, playing together again as a defense. So, yeah, you know, it's a good thing that, you know, we got a lot of guys back and, you know, guys that had last year to get that experience.
Have you noticed changes in the way you process, you know, the past season in the offseason as you've gotten older and more experienced?
Yeah, definitely. You kind of break things down differently. Look at the things that you need to improve on for the next coming season. And, you know, obviously always getting better. You know, that's the main goal, is to every year come in, you know, with a better attitude towards improving the things in your game that you need to work on.
Rob, how often do players in the offseason go to the net and see the transactions, see who's moving where, and follow the gossip, essentially?
You know, it's not like you're online, you know, all the time checking that out. You know, you kind of see it just through, obviously, you know, you guys in the media and, you know, television. You know, they'll talk about a big move, you know, here or there, but, you know, it's not like you're constantly looking at the transactions, you know. So, you know, it's out there, but, again, you're not going out of your way to look for stuff, you know.
I heard an interview with Urlacher, who was looking for a job, and he says, he wanted to go with a good team. He says, every team isn't good every year, except for the Patriots. I suppose that's a pretty good way to look at it.
Well, I mean, the last 10 years, 12 years here kind of speaks for itself. So, you know, obviously the work that we put in right now puts us at a good start for training camp and then moving on towards the season. So, you know, right now everyone's just focusing on the now and getting better for this season coming up.
So you guys started on Monday,
yeah,
as you talked earlier.
Yeah.
Were you guys here when you heard the news about the marathon?
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, our thoughts and prayers as a team go out to everyone that have been affected by that. It's just terrible. I was at home, you know, sitting with my wife and, you know, watching it on TV. It was kind of just surreal. You know, you don't really think it is going to happen, especially here in the city of Boston. And unfortunately, that's just the world that we live in now. We have to deal with the terrible things that happen, and now we have to support everyone that have been through that. And that's, you know, a good thing as being a football player. You know, we can help people and do things that kind of lift the spirits of those that have been affected.
Hey, look at that. You realize that now they've attacked a sporting event, something that I do for a living.
Yeah.
Does that change how you approach, not the game itself, but protecting yourself?
Yeah, you know, it's again, it's unfortunate. It's scary, really, that those things happen in this world today. You know, it's just, again, you can't really put it into words, the way that affects people, you know, because again, it's just something that as a football player, you know, that you're at an event, you know, where there's a lot of people and, you know, it's just you got to put your trust in the security and the people around you that are doing their jobs in a stadium setting to make sure that doesn't happen.
Rob, I apologize if someone asked you about this before, but how easy or difficult is it to kind of mentally unplug for a couple of month or two once the season is done? Mm-hmm. You want to get away, obviously, but you don't want to get too far away. How tough is it to walk that line?
You know, after the season, you really just kind of look back on everything that you've done, and you know, coming up short this year, you definitely want to look at the things that you haven't done so well during the season as a whole, and you want to improve on that for next year. And then you got to get away because, you know, obviously we're in here a lot. We got to spend a lot of time in here. And it's you have to do it. You have to just kind of get away and, you know, put your mind somewhere else. And then when you're back to it, you're back to it, and, you know, you're 110% at it just to you know, you got to get your body back. You got to be at full strength and, you know, ready to go another 20 weeks plus, you know.
Did you by chance see the Bruins game or the anthem last night or highlights of it?
You know, I've heard about it. I did not see that. I hear it was great, though.
Rob, again, I apologize if you already asked this, but can you kind of describe what kind of discussion you guys, I don't know, in the weight room or lunch room or wherever you were, you know, when you talk about this stuff, what kind of discussion you and your teammates have had? I know most of you guys aren't from here, but obviously yeah. You got the connection to the area.
Well, you know, you've been here, I've been here 5 years now, so you know that the community of Boston is a, you know, a tight community, and, you know, you just know how the fans are about their teams itself, you know, and then you go to a city where everyone's so together and, you know, the love for one another is at, you know, such a, it's kind of hard to put it, you know, it's, you just feel it, you know, when you're in the stadium, you feel everyone's around you and support. So, you know, when something so unfortunate happens to the city, you know, it's just kind of everyone's nature to come together as a whole and have support for one another. So, you know, I said before that, you know, as a team, you know, we're here to support and help the people that have been through this tragedy.
Did you happen to know anyone that was running or that was nearby?
Yeah, Eric. I talked to Eric Alexander before he ran. You know, we talk every now and then. And, you know, afterwards I obviously got in contact with him and made sure everything was okay.
Talking to a Buffalo player last night.
He said, I hope everybody had 2 hours off. He thought that's what sport could do. Give them a few hours away from what they have been thinking about 24/7 for 3 days.
Yeah.
Does sport do that?
Yeah, I mean, when something like that happens, you just want to be around your family, you know, and friends. And, you know, the sport, I think that's the one great thing about sports is it brings everyone together as a family. So, you know, just like the Bruins game, that whole stadium was together as one. So it's pretty awesome to see that.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.